Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hey, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles here, cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. And I want to welcome you out to the Chris Miles Money Show today for a great time and a great guest that we have on today. I want to remind you to check out our website, www.moneyripples.com, and also be sure to check us out. You know, listen to these other podcasts that we have, and also, you know, check, you know, if you've got questions, if you've got show topics you want to have covered on this show, let me know, chris@moneyripples.com, and shoot me an email. All right, so the person I want to interview today is Paul Hutchings. So Paul is interesting. He's a guy I actually met at a mastermind group. So we were kind of introduced through a common guy by the name of David Fagan. David is the former CEO of Guerrilla Marketing. You guys have heard of that. So we're at a mastermind sort of group together. And I'll tell you, I saw him and another one of his friends, Mike Hobbs, I saw them across the room and I just said, those are my kind of guys, especially because there's two different generations of people in that room. There's the older speaker type of guys that are probably in their 60s or so that were there, the older seasoned guys, and there were some of us younger guys that were less dressed up, more casual, and I thought, that's pretty awesome. So I saw those guys from across the room, made it a point to actually get to know them. And Paul, I mean, one thing amazed me, I mean, he's not only an amazing business mind, but he's a very successful network marketer and just an amazing guy overall that I love to follow his stuff on Facebook, and I'm almost like a Facebook stalker of his. So anyways, like, welcome on, Paul Hutchings.
Chris, thank you, my friend. I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Just fantastic.
I have to chuckle when you tell that story. Oh, man, it's great. It's great. And as you were telling that story, it's funny as I think back to that moment in time where you were sitting on the other side of the room. I remember exactly where you were sitting, and it's funny that I had a similar impression. So this is weird how that works out.
Yeah, it's sad that we didn't really talk until pretty much, I think, the bathroom. But, you know, hey, whatever it takes, you know.
That's right. It's good to be here. Thanks for having me on, Chris.
It's my pleasure, man. Thank you for being on. Hey, I just want to start, like, let's get our listeners to know a little bit more about you. Like, tell them your story, because I'm obviously you're an amazingly successful guy right now. You do great things with social media and internet marketing and blogging and things like that. But, you know, tell us kind of where you started.
That and good afternoon or good evening or good morning to all the Ripplers out there. So excited that you guys are here and grateful to have a chance to share a little bit of my story and hopefully some life-changing information. So a little bit about me. I'm married. I've got four little kids. I'm a family guy and grew up here in Southeast Idaho, which is one state away from Chris where you're at. And I kind of just went the traditional route as a kid. Went to school, followed the teachers. They said go to school, get good grades, go to college, come out and get a job and live happily ever after. So I kind of bought into that and went that route, and I got a business degree and came out and got a job at a Fortune 500 company and quickly realized that being an employee, although it was a blessing, and I think it's a huge blessing for many people, there was just something in that wasn't for me. I experienced people not necessarily believing in me, putting me in a little box. I had to miss my first year wedding anniversary, I got to experience what I like to call the joys of corporate politics, where you see people being advanced past you not because they do a better job or serve the customer in better ways, but because they do a better job of, schmoozing with the right people. And I was just like, there's got to be something, there's got to be something more out there in life for me. And so that's when I started to investigate entrepreneurship and specifically network marketing. So I joined my first network marketing company back in 2005, and long story short, I went 5 years of failure. Like, literally my first year, I made $0, and then the next few years I bounced around, you know, thinking that maybe it was the company or maybe it was the product or maybe it was a compensation plan. Sort of like, you know, blaming everything else in the world but me. And that led me to a point in the latter part of 2009 where I was living in a 1984 single-wide trailer house parked on my grandfather's farm here in southeast Idaho. I was jobless because I had quit my job to pursue my dream. And, you know, there was this point where, you know, things just weren't working. Like, I quit my job, and I thought, maybe if I quit my job, that'll be the ticket. So I quit my job, and what happened was my income actually went down over the next 6 months. So I went from part-time to full-time, and my income went down. So there I was in the latter part of 2009, and I was like, what the heck is going on? And, like, my wife one day comes home from taking our third son, Kyson, to a doctor's appointment, and she's just in tears. And I was like, what's wrong, honey? And come to find out, our newborn had this condition called craniosynostosis, which meant the bones in his head were fused together, and it was going to require $50,000 surgery down at Primary Children's Hospital. And I was just like, wow, you know, like, this is not good. Like, not only am I, my business is not doing well, it's going backwards, but now I've got, you know, these family challenges. And there was just a pivotal moment in my journey where I was in the back room of this 1984 single-wide trailer house tucking my two oldest boys into bed one night, and I'd read them their bedtime stories. You know, they drifted off to sleep, and I looked down at their faces, and it just hit me that I was failing as a husband, a father, a provider, an entrepreneur, and I started to cry. And I did the only thing that I could think to do at the time, and that was I knelt down and prayed to God for help. I was just, like, totally, totally humbled because my plan had not been working for the previous 5 years. And one of the biggest things that came out of that prayer is I felt inspired to begin a serious study of the book Think and Grow Rich. And it was interesting, Chris, because I'd studied the book before. Anyone who's in entrepreneurship has heard of the book. It was recommended my first year in network marketing. And I think I'd done what a lot of people do, which is I read the book and said, that's a great book, and I tossed it aside, and then I moved on to the next book. After that prayer, I was like, you need to not just study what's in the book, but you need to actually do and apply. So in any case, that was a big breakthrough for me, and things rapidly began to change. And I really attribute anything great that I've done to that moment in time where I humbled myself and I got inspired to be led to some better information. That's my story.
Wow.
Part of it, anyway.
That's interesting. You mentioned how, you know, you quit your job and your income dropped, right?
Yeah.
Not because of the job, but just overall. That same exact thing happened to me as well back in 2004 when I was a financial advisor. Yeah, I quit my job, my corporate job. I was working for a network marketing company on the corporate end for 5 years. Quit that job, and then I thought, oh, man, like, I've got so much business lined up. It's going to be awesome. And then the scarcity set in that I was the sole provider now, and I completely panicked, freaked out, drove business away, and I actually watched my income go down. I ended up having to go work Smile and Dial, where I had to do telemarketing for a few months. So,
oh my gosh.
And it's funny because once I did that, like, also my income came back up again. And the funny thing is, you mentioned about Think and Grow Rich. I was actually reading Think and Grow Rich pretty much like every year up to that point, and it wasn't sticking. It wasn't until like 2006 when it finally stuck. I'm like, I get it. And like, all of a sudden things started working out.
That's awesome.
Interesting. And it's actually because of people I knew that actually had applied it, and there's like, yeah, here's how it really works. And I'm like, oh, that makes sense. And all of a sudden things gelled and came together.
Oh, that's
crazy. Awesome. So what got you down the line of work you're in now? I mean, because you said you had to apply different things, you know, like in Think and Grow Rich, you actually had to apply it. What were some of the key principles you applied that you really believe that led to your success and to what you're doing today?
Yeah, that's a great question. So there's two big ones, and if the listeners are students of The Law of Success by Napoleon Hill, you know, they're law number one and law number two. And the way that they're introduced in Think and Grow Rich is Napoleon Hill has this he has this document called The Major Definite Purpose, and then there's another part in the book where there's another set of lines called the Self-Confidence Formula. And I was so committed to doing what the book taught this time that whenever I came to a spot where it said to do something, I would fold down the corner of the page and I would actually do it. So I was like, okay, he says to say your definite major purpose here, and then he says over here to do your self-confidence formula. So I printed off a document that had my definite purpose and my self-confidence formula, and he says to memorize it. So back in 2009, I memorized it, and every night beneath the stars outside my trailer house, I would walk up and down the driveway, and I would look at the stars, and I would basically just be like, okay, by the last day of December 2009, I will have in my possession $3,000 monthly residual income. That's all it was. three grand. So it sounds small to a lot of people, but hey, you know, when you're failing in business for so long, like literally $3,000 a month would have changed my life, and it did change my life. So anyway, I would state that, and then I would declare that self-confidence formula, and those were law of success, number one and number two. Number one, know what it is that you want. And number two, build confidence in yourself. Build faith in yourself. Build faith in your goal. Build faith in your future. And the best way that I can describe what happened to me is, Chris, I went from a state of hoping that things would get better, crossing my fingers that things would get better, wondering if they might get better. I went from that to a state of knowing, like having faith that, like, it was like almost like this magical quality got sprinkled over my soul, and everything that I was doing in my business, it was just like enriched with this quality of faith, and like the response that I got in the marketplace just totally transformed. And I always think of that quote from Jim Rohn where he says, you know, some people say that faith, you know, he says faith doesn't exist because you can't see it, hear it, touch it, smell it. But he says you can't say that. He says it's like radiation. He says radiation, you can't see, touch, hear, or smell, but you know that it exists because it has an effect. And then he goes on to say faith also has a profound effect. So those were two of the biggest principles. Know what you want, definite purpose, and then also self-confidence, which I like to chunk belief, faith, not just in yourself, but in your future and the people around you as well.
That's amazing. Yeah, that's it's funny you say those kind of things. I'm like, oh my gosh, that's like, you almost took the words right out of my mouth. That's incredible. So that's the one thing that changed for me in 2006 when things started to turn around was I tell people all the time that it wasn't just believing or hoping. It was a knowingness. You just knew it. You know, I remember there's two guys that, you know, were kind of – they saw me on my hard times. They saw me – I'm sure you've had people like this in your life too, where they saw me in down times, and we went out to lunch together. And I remember one guy just joked to me. He's like, ha, ha, ha. So you got that new Mercedes yet? You know, just kind of laughing.
Oh,
making fun.
No. Yeah.
And I was like, did I tell you that? Wait, have we had a conversation since then? Like, who told you? And all of a sudden, the smile is totally wiped off his face. He's like, no, I'm just joking. I'm like, no, I mean, that's actually funny you say that because then, you know, that was March of 06. I'm like, yeah, by July, I'll actually have my Mercedes because that's when my Ford Escort's up for renewal. And he, like, that whole energy changed from that moment on. And the funny thing is, I actually got the Mercedes in May. I actually got it 2 months early. But that's the thing.
What a great story.
Like, I just know what's going to happen. And the funny thing is, they're like, well, how much more money are you making right now? And when I told them, I was like, none, nothing. I'm super excited, though. Like, I guess things are working. Like, I know it's coming, but, you know, it's just not physically there, but I already know it's here. And it's hard to try to teach that or describe that to people, but it's a feeling. It really is something you just feel through and through. You're like, I just know it. And especially when you know what you want and then you have a knowingness of it, it's amazing how easy it is to get it.
Well, it's like Bob Proctor says, you know, he says, I have license to brag because none of this stuff is mine, right? That's the beautiful thing about, like, principles and laws is it's like, you know, if it works in Chris's life, if it's a law and a principle, then it will work just the same in Paul's life and Sarah's life and so on and so forth. So, yeah. Success leaves clues, right?
And yeah, exactly. That's right. Success leaves clues. Jim Rohn, right? Or no, that's right. Tony Robbins. But yeah, like that's incredible. So, I mean, and the funny thing is, too, I mean, you talk about perspective because I know there's a lot of people on this show that are listening from different perspectives, different levels. I mean, for you, $3,000 a month was a big deal. I'm sure there's some people on this listening to the show right now saying, hey, $3,000 a month would be amazing, right? And now for you, I mean, because of that confidence level and because you have upticked, so to speak, in your level of confidence and expectations as well, I mean, now for you, you know, $3,000 a day seems pretty cool, and you've done it.
Yeah. Yep, exactly. So there's definitely a progression that takes place. We grow and expand, which is like, you know, seems to me that's a huge part of the purpose of life.
That's right. Do you feel there's a difference between the faith that's required to do $3,000 a month versus $3,000 a day?
I think the faith is the same. The difference, I think, would be, you know, if you're just going from like zero to $3,000 a month, I think that might be a little bit more difficult, just because you're going from that state of not knowing, you know, and you're going from like, you're kind of like stepping into the unknown, so to speak. You're like stepping into the darkness and you don't really have the flashlight. You're kind of just like, you're making that first step. So at least for me anyway, I mean, literally it took me 5 years to go from zero to $3,000 a month. So I think it might be a little bit harder when you're making that first transition, but then after you experience that, to do different things and to have bigger goals, I think the faith is the same. I just think that maybe moving forward into the future, you've now got a little bit more perspective. It's almost like now you've got a flashlight, because you're like, hey, you know, yeah, I still have to step forward into the darkness a little bit, but now I've got this flashlight that I picked up and I can see, you know, what's there. Whereas in the beginning, it was kind of like it was all dark. I don't know, does that make sense at all?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's because you've done it once, and you're going kind of from that, I guess you call it like Newton's laws of motion, right? It's you're going from a state of inaction or a state of no money to a state of money is much more difficult than when you're already in that state. You've already done it.
Yeah.
So you're like, well, if I could do it here, what else is possible, right? What else could I be doing? It's no longer
right.
A mystery.
Yeah, so it's kind of like, you know, Napoleon Hill in Think and Grow Rich, when he talks about being in a state of mental inertia, and he talks about how, like, if you're in a nightmare, you know, first, and you want to snap out of it, you got to, like, move your finger, and then you twitch your toe, and then you twitch your other toe, and then all of a sudden you snap all the way out of it. But it takes a little bit of, you know, little movements. Or there's that other part where he talks about the two great streams of life. There's a stream of prosperity, happiness, abundance, wealth, and then there's a stream of all the stuff that we don't want to mention on this podcast. And he says that if you're in the other stream, you kind of got to, like, figure out how to take this oar and move yourself over into the stream of prosperity. And once you're over there, it does. It's a lot easier than that initial, you know, than that initial movement.
That's right. And how important do you think patience is in that process?
Oh man, patience, I think, is really important. You know, one of the global metaphors that I like to use in my life is a metaphor of an oak tree. That's like I've got this symbol where I've got this oak tree and all the leaves are dollar symbols, and it represents, you know, planting the roots of your soul and principles and truths and laws, and it just got a bunch of meaning for me. But one of the other meanings is that you never see an oak tree just fall down out of the sky and like boom, there's an oak tree. It's like that never happens. You know what I mean? Like it always starts as an acorn. And so in thinking about, you know, patience, it's like, you know, Jim Rohn says, you know, how silly would it be for a farmer to go, you know, stare at the seed in the ground and be like, grow, come on, grow. He's like, that would be ridiculous, you know what I mean? Because all things have their course. So I think patience is it's really important. It's easy to say, a little bit harder to have, right? But yeah, I think it's important.
Oh, for sure. Well, I know the listeners are dying. Like, you know, tell them a little bit about what you do, just as we're wrapping up here. Like, tell them what you do, and if they want to get a hold of you, how would they get a hold of you or learn more about you?
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. I really appreciate that, Chris. Appreciate the opportunity. So my passion is teaching other people how to be free from home. I like to teach people how to have financial freedom, where they have the money coming in that they need to do what they want to do, but then also that they have the time to do what they want to do. So if there are people who are already in, you know, network marketing, I have some really great strategies for, developing lead flow and prospecting and recruiting on the internet, and that contributes to more time. If there's someone in that category, they can, they can find me at freemlmrecruitingsystem.com is actually the website for that. And then I also do a daily mindset call, Chris, every morning, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's live, and it's basically where we study the works of Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich, Law of Success. And we just, there's 30 minutes of content where we go through the content, and then we have a mastermind portion, the latter 30 minutes. And that is 100% generic. We've got, you know, real estate investors on that call, traditional business owners. It's not necessarily network marketing specific. But if people want to learn about that, that's at growrichaudios.com. There's some free PDFs on that site too. And then people are welcome to reach out to me on Facebook. I always love connecting and developing relationships with great people.
Awesome. Well, Paul, it's been an absolute honor having you on today, man. Thank you so much.
Hey, the pleasure is all mine, Chris. Sincerely grateful that I got an invitation to be on your show.
Yeah, you bet. Well, hey, all you other listeners, yeah, definitely, you know, check out Paul's stuff. I mean, lots of great, great things you can take advantage of. And hey, if you're looking for a mastermind group, a way to be able to exchange and be able to learn principles, what an awesome opportunity to be able to do that live with some amazing people. So I definitely encourage you to take advantage of that. So everybody, thank you so much for joining us this week. And again, thank you to Paul for joining us on the show. And everybody, make a great and prosperous week, and we'll talk to you later.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at moneyripples.com. Join us next time on the Chris Miles Money Show.